1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's the Hague Report. The Hague Report. La la la. Oh, it's the Hague Report. The Hague Report. La la la.
The Hague Report, except Jesse Peterson is sitting in for James Hake today. He's not here. He had to take care of some business today, so he could not be here. I am sitting in for James. So whatever he does, I will do it. No biblical question or anything today. I mean, in this hour. I'm here for James Hake. You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE. 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. Jesse is sitting in for the Hake Report. I want to show you quickly one. So I'll take all of your calls. I want to show you one very, very deceptive thing that's happening. Whenever, and the battle is a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. And whenever white people do something, does something, they call it white supremacists and racists, and they want to take your guns, and they want to do all that. But when the blacks do it, no big deal. All right? Here's a quick example. In that in Chicago, there was a mass shooting this Labor Day weekend. And by the way, James will want to wish all of you happy belated Labor Day. Hope that you had a good socialist holiday. All right? But but when the blacks do the same thing, mass shooting, they don't call it mass shooting. They just call it a shooting. They still try to take your guns because in Chicago, they have some of the strictest gun laws ever. No gun zones, right? And the murder rate in Chicago is out of control. And so in Texas this past weekend, I believe, or the weekend before that, whatever, there was a shooting in Chicago. I mean, in Texas, they call it a mass shooting. Mass! There was one in Chicago. No mass. Just a shooting. Fox News is reporting Chicago bloody Labor Day weekend sees at least 35 people shot. Mass shooting, 35 people shot. And seven of them were killed. Seven people killed. Isn't that amazing? 35 shot, seven killed. If that's not a mass shooting, then I don't know what to tell you. Overall, the city experienced a more violent weekend compared to this time last year in 2018. Chicago Labor Day weekend saw 4 people killed and 23 people were wounded. Here is the news report on this issue.
With the country's focus on tragedies in El Paso and Dayton over the weekend, the city of Chicago is also reeling from deadly shootings. 2 people were shot and killed yesterday alone, 4 others wounded. And last weekend, a total of 55 people were shot, 7 fatally. Here to talk about it is Kevin Graham, president of the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police. Why don't you think this gets the media attention?
You know, what I think happens is that people get desensitized to the violence and to the number of shootings that occur every weekend.
No, that's not true. They want black people brainwashed, dumbed down, demoralized, out of control. The blacks want them that way for personal use. So does the liberal whites to use them. And you didn't hear the word mass shooting. Mass shooting. Mass shooting, but not with black people, only when whites are doing it. Why do you think that is? Because they want white people out of the way, especially white men. Get the white man out of the way, turn him against his family, turn him against the country, take his guns. America will become a socialist society. The colors will take over. And white people, it's over for you. Really. They're going to take your land without compensation, rob, rape, murder. All that stuff would be out of control. Look at South Africa. Mommy Africa. Mommy Africa. Isaac is a first-time caller out of Ontario. Let's see here. Isaac, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I have to say, Jesse, I think that you are one of the funniest people I have ever seen in my entire life.
Amazing. And never was trained to do it. I don't know where it come from.
Amazing.
Thank
never
you.
Never trained.
That's right.
So, Jesse, I wanted to call in and ask you about animal rights.
About animal
so
what?
I take it animal rights.
Oh, okay.
Like human rights, animal rights.
Okay.
Yeah, so my question is, why aren't you vegan, Jesse?
I like meat.
Right, but I mean, if you liked the taste of humans, would that be a good reason to eat them?
If I liked the taste, yes.
You think that it would be, like, morally acceptable?
If it was right to eat and I like the taste, I would have to go with human meat.
Okay, so just to be clear, if someone tastes good to you, you think that it's moral to eat them?
Well, I would never eat a human, but I would eat animal meat.
But do you think that it's a moral problem to kill a human and eat them?
Yes.
Because they're tasty?
Yeah, that's a moral problem right now.
Okay, so then the fact that it's tasty doesn't seem like a very good reason, does it?
But what does that have to do with animals, though?
Well, I asked you why it is that you aren't vegan, and you said you like meat, it's tasty.
Right.
So I just took that reason and I applied it to humans.
Oh, I see. But like animals and tasty. Humans, there's no comparison between animals and humans.
Okay. So why is it that taste is the justification in one case but not the other?
Because animals are here for the needs of people, whereas people are not here to be eaten by people.
What does it mean to say that they're here for our needs? What does it mean for them to be here for something?
For food, for whatever else they do. But they're here for people to eat.
But what is it? Okay, so I understand you're saying that the things they're here for are food or whatever else people need, but I'm asking what it means.
But they're not here to be treated. The one thing that they're not here for, they're not here to be treated like humans.
Okay.
And in some cases, animals are being treated better than humans because there are some people who don't know how to deal with human beings, and so they are not. They're treated humans worse than they are animals because they can't deal with humans.
Well, I think we should treat everyone as well as we can without being a beta, right?
Beta male.
Beta. Yeah, but, I mean, I don't think it's beta to care a bit about animals, at least enough not to kill them. So I'm just wondering, you say that they're here for us to eat them.
Right.
What does it mean for something to be here for a purpose? How do you tell what it's here for?
Well, God created animals below man, and he created man in his image, right? And so the animals are here for men, for human beings. Are you a vegetarian or something?
A vegan.
You're
so
a vegan?
Like vegetarian.
You're
yes,
a vegan?
Like vegetarian, but also no milk, no eggs.
Oh, okay. And
no
why is it that you don't eat meat?
I think that animals should have moral consideration.
Why?
I think of a good.
Why?
Well, I think they're sentient beings who can experience well-being and suffering, and it would be wrong.
You think they're
to
what?
Make them suffer.
You said sentient being.
Sentient being.
Oh,
so
let me ask. Have you always felt that way? You never ate meat.
No, I used to eat meat. Yeah.
And you joined the animal rights people, then you stopped.
I didn't really join them and then stop. I came across information. I looked into it, and then I came to determine that what we're doing to animals just disagrees with my preferences.
But you're the man. You're supposed to lead the right way. Don't listen to those people. They have no idea. Those people are cowards, and they don't know how to deal with other humans. And so they're trying to find something to make them feel good about being wrong. I would recommend you not go along with that.
Try to lead the right way is what you said. So I think that the right way is not murdering animals or people.
But if you notice, the people who are in that so-called movement are either women who hate men and beta men who can't stand up. You don't see real men a part of the so-called vegan or animal movement, whatever they're doing. I would recommend, as long as you follow those people, you're going to be beta.
Well, I mean, I'll run that risk. But, Jesse, what if I point you to people in the vegan movement who totally fit your definition of a man? You know, they're in shape, they have their life together, they have a wife, they're happy. I mean, there's nothing about being vegan that means that you can't be a man.
But that doesn't fit my definition as a man.
Oh, okay. Well, what about that doesn't fit your definition?
A real man has been born again. Until he's born again, he's not a real man.
Oh, yeah, there's men who are Christian who are vegan also.
No, not real Christians. They probably just read the Bible and name and claim, but they're not Christians. Those are beta Christians because if you notice, you have a lot of men who are part of the Christian movement, but when you really notice, they're not real Christian men. They have not become Christian. They just became like their mothers are in the church in the Bible. They don't lead the way to anything.
Well, Jesse, I'm not too versed in the Christian religion. You tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
I'm under the impression that Christianity doesn't tell you you can't be a vegan. It doesn't tell you have to, but it doesn't say you can't be a vegan.
Well, when you
tell you anywhere you have to eat meat?
When you become a real Christian man of God, you can see the right way to go, and you can see if you, in all things, you do moderation. Moderation in all things. So if you eat meat, you're going to eat it in moderation. You're not going to stop eating meat just because the children of the lie or the beta Christians are saying don't eat meat. That doesn't make sense. All things in moderation.
Do you think that the Bible says somewhere that you have to do all things in moderation? Because there's things that you probably shouldn't do at all according to the Bible, like murder, right? So it can't be that the Bible tells you to do all things in moderation.
Well, it does tell you all things in moderation. When you do it in moderation.
What about murder?
Well, you should not murder, but you should protect yourself.
It's not all things in moderation.
But you should protect. You go on extreme now from eating meat to murder. There's no comparison.
Oh, yeah. The only reason I mentioned murder is just so we can establish that the Bible doesn't say to do.
But there's, when you eat meat, you're not murdering.
Right, but just murdering humans would prove my point, right? You're not supposed to murder humans, according to the Bible, so the Bible doesn't tell you to do all things in moderation.
But when it says don't murder humans, talking to the children of Satan, that is one thing they should not be doing.
Right,
if you notice, though, if you notice the people who don't eat meat, they'll kill a baby inside the womb at the bat of an eye, and even up to the ninth month, they're willing to kill babies in the womb, but they don't want to kill an animal. What do you say about that?
Oh, well, I would say that's not true of all vegans.
Yes, it is.
Who are against abortion.
I haven't met one yet.
One example would be Corey McCarthy. How about Corey McCarthy?
I don't know who Corey McCarthy is, but I do know that people who are into not killing animals are truly into killing babies in the womb.
So you might know his wife. I know you know some people on the alt-right, right? Do you know Tara McCarthy?
No. Not them
she's
aware.
Right, YouTuber?
What?
She's pretty well-known. She's got, like, anyway, her husband, Corey, he's a vegan, and he's against abortion.
Well, I don't know him, so I can't comment.
Right, but I think it's fair for us to acknowledge that there's vegans who are against abortion out there.
I doubt that.
Have to be pro-abortion.
I doubt that.
Okay. Well, if I can prove to you that Corey McCarthy exists, will you acknowledge this point?
I mean, I'll take him if he says that he's not for abortion, but And likewise, he's a beacon. He's not for killing animals. I just have to take him at his word. It wouldn't mean anything. He's just one person. But I do know that those people who are against killing animals will kill babies in the womb at any point.
Okay, I think we can maybe agree on something here, Jesse. So I'll agree with you that more vegans are left than right. So there's more vegans who support abortion than who don't support abortion. Absolutely. But there are still vegans who don't support abortion.
Okay, you may be right, but I just haven't met one that I'm aware.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, it's never not all for everything. You always got to find somebody that is not into whatever.
Okay, so if we go back to your other point, it's not that the Bible says to do everything in moderation. It tells you know.
Do all things in moderation.
What about murder?
It said don't murder at all.
Yeah, so not all things in moderation.
All the things that you can do in moderation.
Oh, come on,
so will you eat meat?
I got you on this one. You should admit.
No, you compare murder to an animal and killing animals.
I'm talking about animals right now. Right now, I'm just talking about the fact that the Bible doesn't tell you to do everything in moderation. There's some things the Bible says not to do.
Right, like don't murder.
Yeah, of course.
I don't understand your point, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm just dealing with the points that you brought up.
What does that have to do with killing animals and eating them?
Well, before you brought up the everything in moderation point, you said that animals are made for humans.
Right.
And you said... That you can't be a Christian. And
do you disagree with me that animals are made for human beings?
Yeah, I don't know what it means to be made for. It sounds like a religious thing.
You don't think? You're not a Christian?
I'm not a Christian. No.
Do you believe in God?
No, I don't.
Do you believe He exists?
No, I don't.
Well, no wonder.
What does that mean?
I mean, if you don't believe in God, you would believe in anything that's wrong, man. You can't help yourself. Satan is your daddy. So you would believe in vegan stuff. So I now understand.
Well, but you just said it's possible to be... Isn't it possible to be a Christian and a vegan?
I doubt that.
You acknowledge that it's possible to be a vegan and be...
I doubt that.
...against abortion. You can also be Christian and you can be vegan. Well, let me ask you this one, Jesse. Before the everything in moderation point, you said to be a Christian.
But why would you quote the Bible about when I said that God said do all things in moderation, and you brought up killing in the Bible? Why would you quote the Bible? You don't even believe in God. You don't even believe there is a God. Why would you use the Bible as a quotation?
The reason that I pointed to the Bible is you pointed to the Bible to say everything in moderation, therefore eat meat in moderation. So I just pointed out the Bible doesn't tell you to do everything.
How do you know that?
Well, because I know that there's commandments to not do specific things in the Bible.
How do you know that there are commandments not to do specific things in the Bible?
Well, I mean, pretty much everyone in Western civilization has heard the Ten Commandments at some point.
Oh, you heard them?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course.
You never read them, you just heard them?
Yeah, well, I mean, I've, like, read them on paper, but I'm not, like, well-versed in the Bible. But, Jesse, let me ask you
I gotta
this.
Run, you got man. You're wasting. I gotta run. I'm sitting there for James today and so many other people on. But continue not to believe in God and continue not to eat animals, and you'll suffer. Just suffer and die.
Okay, and, Jesse, if I call you back sometime, the one thing that I'd like to know is where in the Bible it says you have to eat meat. Because, I like you. I think you're a nice guy. Not trying to be mean, but I don't think it says that. I think that's wrong. I think
but you all have a right to quote the Bible. Say you shouldn't be quoting no Bible.
What would it mean for me to have a right? If you're talking about some religion.
You know, you believe that God exists.
I don't have a right to quote the Bible? I
thought
you believed in free speech.
No, you can't quote the Bible. Stay away from the Bible. A lot
of
people already suffering from Satan's children quoting the Bible and teaching the Bible to them.
But what about free speech?
You can quote the Bible.
Good.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
You can quote the Bible if you want. I'm messing with you.
Okay. All right. I'll call you back sometime, Jesse.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks to you, too. Have a good one.
All right, buddy. Amazing. That call was from Canada, Nick. But why did you put something else? Amazing. Matthew is a first-time caller out of Florida. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing, man?
All is well, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. So yeah. Today I wanted to talk to you about an issue, you know, me and my family.
You and your what now?
So me and my family have been struggling with this with my brother.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's a homosexual, and he just recently came out as a transgender. And his boyfriend, I'm a white guy. My brother, he's dating this black guy right now. And named Brandon.
What a mess.
Yeah, it's just a whole big situation. And I've talked to my pastor about this.
Yes.
And, you know, he says that God doesn't really care about sexuality, but I've been struggling with this because this is a new church I've been going to, and this pastor, I guess he's kind of liberal, and I'm just not used to this type of teaching, and I'm not sure what to do, Jesse. How should I change my brother? And I'm just lost.
Are you living with him? Are you guys living at home or something?
He lives in D.C.
Oh, he lives in D.C.? And you live in Florida?
Yeah.
Well, all you have to do is just disagree with it. Let him know you don't agree with that and stay away from him until he changes. I mean, don't hold it against him. He hates his mother, so he's become like his mother. He become a woman just like his mother. And so he literally cannot help it. Just don't be angry. Don't.
Yeah, see, my mother's a great woman. There's no way he's mad at her. What are you talking about?
Your mother's not a great woman. If she had been a great woman, your son, your brother would be becoming a woman.
Does that make sense to you, honestly, what you just said?
Yeah, you become like what you hate. And he resents his mother, and he's taken on her identity.
Well, I hate baby rapists, but I'm not a baby rapist.
Well, I'll be careful not to hate them, because if you do, you will become one. You don't have a right to hate anyone. You do have a right to discern, meaning don't accept a wrong as a right. But we don't have as human beings, we cannot judge our fellow man. And so you have a right to reject what your brother's doing, but don't hate him for it. Stay away from him. Don't accept it as a right, but don't hold it against him. Let him go out there and suffer, and hopefully he'll find his way.
So just send him over to Christ for the destruction of the flesh? Is that?
Yeah, just don't hate him for it. Don't accept it because it's not normal. So don't accept it as a norm. And if you talk to him, be honest with him about that, but don't hate him and don't hang out with him. Don't have anything to do with him until he overcome that.
So cut my brother off completely?
Yes.
Isn't that kind of against God, though?
No.
You're supposed to love everybody.
Right. That's what I said. Don't hate him.
Well, don't hate and love. How is it loving if I don't even talk to him anymore?
When you don't have hatred, you do have love. There's only thing that's left is perfect love. Anyone that don't have anger has perfect love.
Jesse, I'm still not sure about the whole hating your mother thing. That makes no sense. My mother raised us perfectly.
If she raised you guys perfectly, he wouldn't be a drag queen.
He's not a drag queen.
He wouldn't be turning his body and putting on female parts.
I don't think he's going to go through with that surgery.
But then what are your concerns then?
But it's just the fact that he's identifying that way.
And why do you think he's identified that way?
Honestly, I think, I don't know, maybe he was dropped on his head or something, man. I'm not sure, but it wasn't my mom. I'll tell you that much.
So you're saying your mother made no mistakes at all with you guys?
Well, then how did I turn out perfectly?
You didn't turn out perfectly.
Of course I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Okay, how? You don't even know me.
Yes, I do know you.
Jesse, I've talked to you for 2 minutes. What are you talking about?
You think your mother's perfect, That's a sign of not turning out well. You resent your brother for the way he is. That's another sign. You don't know how to handle it. That's another sign. You're not. You didn't turn out well.
So the only way somebody turns out well is if they have the answer to everything. Like
yes.
You.
And if when you become a son of God, he will always give you the answer to everything. Because he loves you, he will want you to understand what you're dealing with. He will allow you to see your way clearly.
Jesse, I am a son of God. I'm in church every Sunday and Wednesday.
But you're in the wrong church. You were in a church with a man who don't see anything wrong with this. There's no way I would sit in a...
Jesse.
Huh?
That's what I'm having, you know, issues with.
Right. Stay away from that church.
He can see words it, like, in a way that makes sense.
No, it doesn't make sense to you. It doesn't make sense to you because if it made sense, you wouldn't be confused by it. You know he's wrong.
Oh.
Am I wrong?
Maybe that's what it is. I must have doubt about it or something. I'm
yeah, you
sure.
do. You know he's wrong about that. That's why you have not accepted, because you know it's wrong.
Oh, man.
What did your father say about your brother putting on women body part, considering
I'm
that?
I'm sorry?
What did your father say about your brother's situation?
I don't think he knows yet. This is news to us.
Why does he know about it?
I'm sorry?
Why is it that your father's not aware of it? You guys know about it. Why doesn't he know?
Because he's pretty strict, and, you know, I think it would crush him if he found out. It was already crushed enough when he came out as a homosexual.
And so your mother is not crushed by it, but your father would be crushed.
Well, because, like you said, you know, women are, their natural state is like being liberal and emotional. So she didn't really, that's her baby. She didn't really care.
And did she tell you not to tell your father?
It's kind of like unspoken to know, not just to
and so
let my
would
brother
a,
handle that.
And would a righteous mother tell you not to tell the father? I told you, your mother was no good.
She's defending my brother from my dad. So
right. She's turning your brother away from your father, and that's why your brother has taken on her identity, and now he wants to be a woman. Because your mother have turned you guys away from your father. A good mother would not turn the children away from the fathers.
You have a point there, but I just think that she doesn't know what she's doing.
She knows exactly what she's doing. That's why she's keeping you away from the father, so you can identify with her and she can control you, and not your father.
So you think my mother's scheming on all of us?
100%. 100%.
Are all women evil, Jesse?
Well, I'm sure you can find some who have been raised close to their fathers, but most are.
Those
who have been raised close to their fathers are not evil. Those who were not raised with their fathers are evil. And your mother's an evil woman by keeping you guys away from your father. There's no way he should know about this. But she wants you guys to identify with her so she can feel good about being wrong and make you guys think that she's wonderful and she's not.
So you think my mom is consciously turning us away?
She's already done it. That's why you haven't told your father. You've identified with your mother. You should let your father know that. Had you been close to your father, not your mother, you would have already told him about this.
Oh, wow. You have a point there. So should I tell my dad immediately right after this phone call?
Absolutely. He's the father. Had your brother grown up, if you both of you had grown up close to your father, you would not be dealing with this situation today, because both of you would have your father's identity rather than your mother. But she has deceived you. Now you all think and act like women.
And I had one more question for you, Jesse. Yeah. So I'm actually living with my girlfriend right now.
Beta!
You're beta.
Beta bear!
I'm an alpha male, Jesse. I lift 315 on bench press, buddy.
Alpha males don't live with girlfriends, and weights has nothing to do with it. It's the spirit of the man.
Jesse, but I'm telling you, I'm shredded.
Why are you living with your brother, I mean, with your girlfriend, and you're a Christian?
Well, we're in love, but I had a question.
No,
about...
you're in lust. You don't love your girlfriend. You lust your girlfriend. She's your God.
No, I'm definitely in love with her.
If you're in love with her, you'll be married to her. You would not be living with her without marriage.
Well, that's down the road, but...
No,
live with them first.
You would be doing it now. Man, are you joking around?
No.
You can't be serious.
How are you going to know if you can marry a woman if you've never lived with her, Jesse?
By dating her and allowing God to add it on to you.
But this wasn't even the main point. The question was, heard that, you know, interracial couples is against God, and my girlfriend is a black woman.
Is a
white
guy. Your girlfriend is what?
She's a black woman.
Oh, okay. And you're white?
Yeah, and I'm white.
Oh, man, you get beat up.
Why is that?
Because she's controlling you.
I definitely wear the pants in the relationship.
You may wear the pants, but she tell you how and when to put them on.
There's absolutely no way that's true.
No, I guarantee you, overcome the fallen state and see what happens.
I don't even know what you mean by that. That made no sense.
Overcome being separated from God. Return to the Father. And then your whole thing will change about living with this woman before marriage. Having sex with her before marriage would change. And watch the hell that would come out of her.
Well, is it okay that she's black and I'm white?
I mean, that's up to you guys. I don't care about that.
Well, you know you have a reputation of being racist, Jesse, so...
But if one thing I can guarantee you, had your parents been perfect parents, you would not be with a black woman.
I don't see color, Jesse.
Yes, you do. How do you know she's black, then?
That's like a figure of speech.
Oh, you didn't know she was black?
Well, I know. I mean, I know she's black, but it,
why would you deviate
racist.
From your own color, your parents' color, if you were not in a fallen state? You're trying to get away from your parents, especially your mother.
It's just the woman that I happen to fall in love with, Jesse. It's that simple.
No, you fell in lust with her, and once you go black, you can't go back.
That's a fact, buddy. Oh my gosh.
See, you have no right to judge your brother either because you're doing wrong yourself. And you call yourself a Christian. So nobody in your family, no one in your family is a good example for your brother so he can see the right way to go.
Jesse, I am a Christian.
Would a Christian have sex before marriage?
I mean, I'm not perfect.
No, would a Christian have sex before marriage?
I'm not perfect.
I asked you, would a Christian have sex before marriage?
And the answer is, I'm not perfect.
That's your answer?
Yes.
So how are you a Christian and you're not perfect?
So you don't sin.
I asked you, how are you a Christian and you're not perfect?
You need to let your callers ask you questions, too.
No. How?
Yes.
Well, answer my question first, and then you can ask me a question.
Okay.
How is it that you are a son of God? God is perfect, right?
Of course.
And so how is it that you are a son of a perfect God, and yet the son is imperfect?
Because of our sin nature.
So you don't have God's nature?
Well, I was made in God's image, but... We carry sin.
So you don't have his nature? Now that you've been born again, you still don't have his nature?
I don't even know what you mean. I guess according...
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
What did you say?
I said, according to you, I guess I don't.
No, it's not according to me. I'm asking you... You say you've been born again of God, you're a Christian, and I'm asking, as a son of God, you don't have his nature?
I have God's nature, Jesse.
And is his nature perfect?
Of course.
Then how are you imperfect?
What should I do then? I see what you're saying.
What am I saying?
That I shouldn't be living... a lustful life with my girlfriend and I need to return to the Father. Am I right?
Right. So you must be born again. What you got to do, what I recommend, do what you want. I would move away from the woman. I would live separately and date her if you want, but don't live with her. She's going to judge you for life, because once you are born again, once you are, and I hope you will be, you would never be able to correct her, because she's going to remind you that you do the same thing. Even if you're not doing it anymore, she's going to accuse you of it. She's going to say you're cheating or you're homosexual or something like that, right? Because she has control over you. And so
definitely not a homosexual.
I know you're not, but she'll accuse you of that.
And I'm an alpha.
She would accuse you of that. She would accuse you of that because she doesn't want to lose control over you, right? But I would recommend you take a look at yourself, get to know yourself, forgive your mother so God can forgive you, return to your Father, and you shall be born again.
All right, Jesse. Thank you so much, man.
You're welcome, Matthew. Call me again.
All right, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Amazing. D-Live, Super Chats. Apparently, we didn't finish doing my show and all that kind of stuff.
Super Chats.
Super Chat.
Yes, D-Live and Super Chats. We got from D-Live, and this is the poor girl with the diamond last month's Men's History Month. Last month was Men's History Month. What is September?
Happy Men's History Month. September. Do you remember when it was September? My heart is with you. September is September. Back to school and back to work.
Right. Marcus V with the diamond. Thanks, Marcus V. Abby Normal from Street Labs with the donation. Thank you, Abby. And it seems like we're all caught up for now.
Thank you. Why are you playing Super Chat?
I hit the wrong button.
Oh, amazing. He black. Amazing. Play James promo, his new one. Since he's not here, I want the people to know who he is. Those who are calling in.
Here it is.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm James Hake, and this show, The Hake Report, is my business. I am part of the Bond Entrepreneur Academy. I started The Hake Report 2 years ago with Joel and Esteban. Then I broke out on my own weekly on YouTube and audio podcast. Now, as of July 2019, I have been going daily, 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, on the Jesse Lee Peterson show stream, and 1 day a week on my channel, Sundays on my channels before church. It's so cool.
La, la, la. La, la, la. The Hake Report, I'm sitting in for James today. It's an honor to sit in for him. He had something he had to do today. Couldn't be here. Amazing. But let me tell you, I was just talking to the guy from Florida. Nice guy. But you can't hate. You can't hate the drag queen. You can't hate the homosexual. Don't agree with it. Don't accept it wrong as a right. But don't hate. Come look at the brother living with a woman, a black woman, having sex out of wedlock. Going to church and all that, but yet he's doing wrong. Doesn't he believe you could be right as a son of God? You can't judge. You must be born again. You can overcome and not sin anymore, but you can't judge. Don't hate. All right? Don't hate. He's no better than the brother. And it sounds like he may be thinking about our conversation. I hope so. You might be thinking about it. Maze. Normally, Maze would be calling for James. Maze, James is not here today.
I know James is not here there today. That's why I called to talk to you.
Hey, my friend Maze, how are you?
I'm marvelous as always.
Amazing.
Just listen to you with whatever you're trying to discuss when it comes to women.
Uh-huh.
Do you realize what you sound like?
What?
I'm going to tell you the truth.
Okay.
That you're not used to women and are afraid of them.
I'm not. So I tell the truth about them and to them, and that make me afraid?
No. I'm telling you the truth.
No.
That's what I said.
But why would I be afraid if I'm honest with them?
The only way you got here was through a woman, not a man.
No, but
did
I was.
Did you realize that?
That's not a big deal.
It is a big deal.
No, it's not.
But it's always.
How is that a big deal? Maze, how is that a big deal? Maze, how is that a big deal?
What?
How's that a big deal? Yeah. The only thing the woman did was hold me in her body so I could pass through into the earth. God put me there. She had nothing to do with that.
After you got on, after he got you when you made it to the airport happened? She just threw you to the side and that was it?
No.
Or did she have to change your diapers? When you fell, she wiped your wounds. When you cried, she helped you out. So what in the world are you talking about when it comes to a woman?
That's what she's supposed to do. That's her job.
Adam bit the apple because he wanted to.
No.
He had a choice.
That's not true.
Oh, yes, he did.
No, that's not true. He was seduced by Eve.
You had a choice.
He was seduced by Eve.
He was not seduced by Eve.
He believed into a lie.
You seduced. It's just like I listen to Jesse. He just, when it comes to women, and if he wouldn't be on this earth if it wasn't for a woman.
How is that? That's a lie.
Why is it? How is it? Explain it to me.
What do you mean I wouldn't be on the air
if it wasn't for
Maze. What does that mean I wouldn't be on the radio if it wasn't for a woman?
I said you wouldn't be on the earth. I ain't saying about radio.
Oh, you said
you
the earth?
A moment or something?
That's not true either.
It is true.
No, it's not.
What other way can you get here? A dog can't have you. A cat can't have you. So what other way can you get on this planet? Unless it's through a woman.
But I don't know what you mean, though. You're not making sense.
If it wasn't for a woman, you would not be here.
No, if it wasn't for my father, I wouldn't be here. He made the baby. All she did was carry it.
Really?
Yeah. If my father, listen, mate. If my father had not did her up and made a baby, I wouldn't be here.
No, she couldn't have got a, what'd you call it? She didn't have to use your father to get nothing.
Yeah, she did.
She got her eggs. Well, it's not necessarily. She could have got some eggs from somebody else.
But she would have still needed my father's eggs.
Your father's egg. You said your father, his eggs and him is a different thing.
No, but if they had been
maize,
even if it was another man's eggs, it would still be my father. That man would have been my father, and the woman could not have had me if he not put the eggs in there. What's wrong with you?
And if the eggs could have been put in a dog, would it produce anything?
Now you're being ridiculous.
That's what I'm trying to say.
But are you calling women dogs?
No, I ain't calling women dogs.
But what do you mean then?
If it would have been for a woman, you would not have been here.
No, it was for my father.
Well, you need to respect women.
Maze, if it wasn't for my father, I would not be here.
Because when you sound like that, you sound like a beta. When you're crying, when you're disrespecting
Maze,
women.
Maze, if it wasn't for my father, I would not be here. Women can't have babies without
really?
A man putting an egg in there.
Nobody can do nothing but a man. Only thing people can do is a man.
What?
And they come find their left shoe if it wasn't a woman. Wasn't
Maze,
a woman
I don't understand what you're saying. You're speaking too fast.
I said if a woman was not that happy man, they couldn't even find the right shoe to put on their feet.
That's not true. That's a lie.
Put one in the car with a man and see it without a map.
But you're lying.
He got to have the GPS. She can use a map to get where she's going.
No, that's not true. I don't use a GPS and I get to where
fault.
I'm going.
It's your mother's fault. So you sound like a beta when you sit here
beta!
And talk to women like that.
Beta woman.
That's what you sound like.
Maze.
What?
Calm down.
What am I coming down? I'm not upset. I'm laughing at you.
What have I said about women that's not true?
It's always the mother's fault it's a mother's fault.
Like what for an example?
What?
Like what for an example?
Like the young man that you just finished talking to. Saying his brother acting just like his mother.
Isn't it like a woman?
You know he's not acting like the father because if the father wasn't straight, the son might be acting like him.
But why if he's acting like, isn't a woman that wear woman body parts?
What? Men do the same thing.
But those are not men. Those are men who are acting like women.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But was it because of their mother? Did they go to the Catholic Church or something like that and they end up that way?
Maybe.
And being Christian.
Maybe.
You got it wrong.
Maybe. Yeah, thank you for calling.
So you always putting everything all blame on women.
No.
And they sit there and let you. What's wrong with them?
Maze, thank you for calling. Oh. You made my day.
Yes, Jesse. It was nice scrapping with you. You need somebody to get you and put you in the right place.
Right. I understood
you
every word you said.
Yeah, I understand.
Love you, Maze.
Yeah, I love you too.
All right, bye. Poor Maze. Maze's been following me for the last 29 years. And I understand her. She can't. She speaks so fast, I don't think she can hear, though. Because she never responds to what's been asked or said. But she loved me. She loved me. May love me. Just love me. Love me. You gonna love me. Who's on two? Jethro. That's not how you spell Jethro. What's wrong with Nick? Is he black? And he spelled Jethro so off. I think Nick trying to set me up. Jethro! First time call out of New Jersey. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Jeffro, come to the phone.
Did you hear me, Jesse?
No, hold on, buddy. I'm going to let Nick check out your phone here in a minute. I'll come back to you. Daryl is the first time caller out of New York. Daryl.
Hey, Jesse.
How you doing, Daryl?
How you doing today?
All is well. How about you?
I'm doing it perfect, perfect.
All right.
I just wanted to ask you, what's the definition of a mass shooter?
I just call them shooters, but I think the liberals mean when they shoot more, when white people kill more than one person.
No, it's when anyone shoots more than four people, that's when they become a
mass shooter. So why don't they call black? Why don't they call it mass shooting when black people do it?
So in Chicago, that was not a mass shooting.
Why? Seven people were killed.
Yeah, but that was different individual shootings.
It was still seven people killed.
Yes, but that wasn't one crime. That was multiple different incidents.
Oh, man, don't let them treat you like that, Daryl.
No, Jesse, you just have to put things in its perfect context.
And, Daryl, you should sound better. I have a cousin named Daryl. I helped raise him. You should don't let them treat you like that.
Trust and believe. I listen to you, Jesse, all the time. You're a good guy. But you lean too much on black people when it's just a human being problem. It's not just a black people. It's not a white person.
But then why do the media always point out when white men do it, it's white supremacists, racists, we got to take the guns. But when black people...
I understand what you're trying to say.
When the black people do it, it's not even mentioned.
Yeah, it is mentioned.
They don't call it mass shooting, Daryl. They don't call it.
If everybody acts like Chicago is the only state in America, every time you want to talk about violence or black crime...
Well, I said it happened all over the country in the inner cities.
Yeah,
mass shooting.
But why everybody only bring up Chicago every time there's something wrong with black people? It's just, look at Chicago. It's like Chicago's a staple city of violence for black people.
Well, the reason they bring up black people in Chicago because it's overwhelming.
Happening.
It's constantly
happening. We know that. It's happening. So why when white people do mass shootings, which are actually mass shootings, you don't want to hear about it, Jesse?
That's not true. I want to be fair. Why don't they call it mass shooting when black people do it?
Because that wasn't a mass shooting. Again, that was multiple incidents that happened.
It was still a mass shooting, man.
From who? Name the person who was the mass shooter that shot up all those people.
The black people in Chicago, they just don't want to tell you.
Exactly.
But, Daryl, why do you think that they don't call it mass shooting when it's black?
Because it wasn't technically a mass shooting.
But could it be because they want to keep you people down?
No, I don't believe so.
You don't think they want to use you guys for destruction?
I don't know what you mean by you guys, but I believe that a little bit of you want to put white people in this big pedestal. They want to bring black people down. I don't know why you want to do that.
No, I'm trying to lift the blacks up.
I don't get it.
What? Give me an example of wanting to bring the blacks down.
Because you only talk negative about black people.
Do I say something about most of them that's not true?
Jesse, most black people are not immoral.
Where's your proof of that?
Where's your proof? Because if you're going to...
Okay, ask me my proof. Okay. My proof is that...
I know your proof. Your proof is abortion. 74% of black women have abortions, right?
Why do you ask my proof and you already know?
I know your proof, but your proof is not even the truth.
So what's your proof?
That's why I stated it for you. Because when you say 74% of black women have abortion, that's...
No, I said that they're born out of... The babies are born out of wedlock. 70% of black babies born out of wedlock.
And that's between the ages of 24 and under.
It doesn't matter when it is. The other ones are too old to have babies.
So that cannot be a majority when it has an age limit to it. So that cannot be the majority.
Why are you in denial, Daryl?
So your statement is false from the
beginning. Daryl, why are you in denial?
I'm not in denial. I just would like you to be honest.
I'm being honest.
Because I listen to you every day. It's entertainment. It's like comedy. But I just want you to be honest.
What am I being dishonest about?
Because you're saying that 70% of black women or black people are having babies out of wedlock.
Black women, 73% of black babies are born out of wedlock, Daryl.
Okay, but that's from the ages of 24 and under.
How do you know that? That's not true.
Because I looked it up, so put things in its perfect...
Daryl, where'd you look that up? Where'd you find that?
I Googled it.
Oh, you Googled.
And I did research.
Stop Googling.
And if you're going to go with the abortion thing, too, there's more white people having abortions than black. in the whole world.
Are you black, Daryl?
The whole world.
Are you black?
Yes, I am black.
All right. So I got to run, Daryl. Thank you for your call.
Most white people are immoral.
Daryl, thank you for your call. Keep it that way. You people can suffer. I don't care.
Thank you. So you suffer and die. You be the first.
You people can suffer and die. I don't care.
You'll be the first.
Call me again, Daryl.
God don't love you. Bye.
Bye. He said, God don't love me. If God don't love me. Steven is from Texas. Steven, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Steven. How you?
I'm doing the best I can.
What's difficult about all is well?
Nothing. Everything is good.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I had a question for you. You always say to go back to your father, and it's really complicated for me, and this is really why I wanted to talk to you.
Okay.
Because you're the most insightful, smart person I've ever seen in my life. And, I was raised my entire life. I'm even named after my father. I was raised my entire life thinking this man was my father. And then when at the age of 26, got drunk, got into a fight with my dad, my mom, right before they got divorced. And
just come down there and come back to the phone, Stephen. I didn't hear what you were just saying.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
They got into a fight, and what happened?
Well, my dad decided that he wanted to tell me that, and this was confirmed by my mom, that he wasn't my biological father. It turned out my biological father was my high school football coach.
Amazing.
And I didn't learn this until I was age 26. And so, like, what father do I run to? You know what I mean?
Well, you need to forgive your stepfather and your mother for lying to you. Maybe in their mind they thought they were doing the right thing. They were not. And then I don't know about your football coach. Maybe he's not aware of it, that you exist as his or not. But you should go to him and find out.
They are. Everyone was aware of it. My entire family was aware of it, except me.
But why didn't they tell you then?
They thought they were doing the right thing.
Right.
By naming me after my stepdad. I mean, I have a son, too, and I named him after my stepdad. I don't even call him my stepdad. I just call him my dad.
When you were, have you talked to the coach already?
I've seen him a couple times, and he kind of ducks and dodges me like he's embarrassed.
Have you talked to him?
No.
You should go and talk to him. Ask him what happened.
Yeah.
You should talk to Steven, so you can get a clear understanding. That way you can make sure you hold nothing against any of them, and your whole world will change for the good. But you should definitely talk to him.
Yeah, I don't hold anything against any of them. I knew they were trying to do the best thing they could. I just didn't know who I should look at as my father to run to.
Your coach.
I'm 36 now.
When you were growing up, was there anything about you that said your stepfather wasn't your father?
Well, I'm about a foot and a half taller than him. I outweigh him by about 80 pounds.
So you grew up knowing that something was wrong, even though you didn't know what?
Yeah, and he would get mad, and he would say, you know, you're the milkman's son, and stuff like this, when he was mad at me.
Yeah.
So I always had, like, this sneaking suspicion that something was weird.
Because you're so long for your real father. A stepfather or stepmother cannot replace that. And so that's why I'm urging you to go and talk to the coach and find out what happened, so you can make sure you don't have anything against him, and your world will be amazing. It will change.
Amazing. I've reached out to him, and he basically dodges me.
And so he doesn't want to talk to you?
Yeah, I've tried. I've seen him in the store. I've seen him.
But
I've
have you? You're not. When you say reached out, when you see him in the store, do you go over to him to talk to him?
Well, he'll kind of like see me coming, and he'll just kind of like, you know, just disappear, you know.
Have you tried to approach him, Stephen?
No, I haven't.
Well, you should. Is he married now or something?
Oh, yeah, he's married. He's got about eight kids.
So he might not want his wife to know that you are his. Maybe something went on, maybe cheated or something happened. But the next time you see him, go over to him and ask, what happened. You know now that he is your father. You want to hear from him what happened. If he's trying to run, you run to him and talk to him.
Even if he tries to run away from me, say, hey, you know.
Yeah, just say, I'm not mad. I just want to know what happened. Yeah. I found out you and my father. What happened that you did not accept it? Maybe
right.
cheated.
I've reached out to him on Facebook a few times, and he just won't reply.
Yeah, when you see him in person, talk to him.
Yes, sir.
So you can get an understanding.
Yeah. I mean, but my stepdad is a wonderful man. I named my son after my stepdad.
Right. And that's nice. My stepfather was a nice man, too, but he wasn't my father.
There's something missing there.
Yes. And what is missing, it's a connection to your real father, your earthly father.
Yes. I'm the brain tumor guy, too, also. I've called him before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And what's wrong with your brain?
Well, I had a brain tumor, and they had to take out a part of my left frontal lobe, so.
And so you okay now?
Oh yeah. I'm the one, remember I called and I said, it doesn't make me a beta that my wife works and that now that I'm disabled.
Oh,
I have to
yeah, I remember that call. Yeah, go and talk to your earthly father, Stephen, so you can reconnect with him. Even if he doesn't want to hang out, at least you know exactly what happened because you hear it from him.
Yeah. I hold no ill will towards any of them.
Right.
I do my best to hold no hate in my heart.
Right on. So go talk to him.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You too. Let me know how it goes, Stephen.
I will.
God bless you, man.
You too.
All right. Amazing. I'm telling you, folks, the soul recognized the real father and not the step-parents. The real deal. The real deal! Who's on two? Let's see here. I'm right out of time, huh? When does James end? Doyle?
Yeah. I'm here.
Wow. Joel fell asleep.
No.
Wow.
I wasn't asleep.
Yeah, you were.
You
I was looking
me.
At you.
No.
I stood up and looked at you.
And I said, I'm here.
Joel would lean over, knocked out.
No, I wasn't.
That's amazing. Now you're lying.
Judgment.
I was looking at you sleep.
You didn't see me.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I saw your face. I saw your eyes. I was calling your name.
And I said, I'm here.
After you woke up, eyes all red like you've been drinking. And he doesn't drink.
I wish I could show him right now.
Joel was sleeping.
Or wasn't sleep.
Black man sleeping on the job.
You looked at me and I winked.
I know you did.
With like both eyes.
You like this, look.
The lint got in my eyes.
No, now you're lying. He fell asleep. Well, he's been working all morning, folks. This is the fourth hour. That's amazing. Who's this on for? Oh, let me do Jethro real fast.
Okay.
Hold the music. Let me just get to Jethro. Jethro, let's try it again.
Mr. Lee, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
A first time call out of Connecticut.
How long has your show been on the air? Just curious.
I'm sorry?
How long have your show been on the air?
I've been doing radio for the last 28 years, maybe 29.
Amazing. I haven't heard about this radio station.
Amazing.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. You know, your views on life really give people a different perspective.
Right on.
The biblical question I had is Ecclesiastes 12 and 12.
It says, let me just repeat it. 12:12 says, much study wearies the body. What does that mean?
Yeah, I was looking at scripture. So Ecclesiastes 1 and 8.
Come back to the phone, Jethro.
Okay, hold on. I just want to pull up this Ecclesiastes 1 and 18. Pulling up 1 and 18. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 18.
But I'm talking about, just tell me what you, because we're out of time. Just tell me what it means, then you can call me later.
I just want to talk out of scripture.
I'm sorry?
Second, I'm just pulling real fast, okay?
Jethro. Jethro.
Yeah.
You got to come back. I'm out of time, really. I'm just holding the show over just to let you get that in. Are you on the speaker? Jethro, I got to go. I'm out of time, folks. You on the speaker? Thank you all for tuning in. I sat in for James today. James will be back tomorrow, I believe, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Eugene, Gerald, Bishop, everybody else, I or James will take you tomorrow. Thank you for tuning in and for calling in. I absolutely appreciate it. Thanks for your support, folks. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663, and make the donation. Help us with the move, all right? I appreciate it. So, Gerald, you can go back to sleep now. Joel was sleeping. Somebody need to make a meme of that. He was over like this.
I was doing a silent prayer real quick before the end of the show.
He was knocked over like a drunk person. Bye. That's amazing.